Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapter on the virtues of knowledge, virtues of ilm. And just to recap, we explained that that ilm that is maqsood, that is intended here, is that ilm that takes a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It brings him, it creates fear in the heart of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, it creates taqwa, it creates khashyat, it creates khuf in the heart of a person. You get other types of ilm, other types of knowledge. For example, a person has a knowledge of, I'm just giving you some example, bungee jumping in some type of entertainment. Or a person has some knowledge of scuba diving, or has some knowledge of some type of entertainment that people do, and people, and he has very good knowledge about it, how it works, the wind speed. Will this create the closeness between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Will this take a person, create the khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart? He's only worried about entertainment and all the things of this world. But true knowledge, the knowledge of akhirat, what is jannat, what is jahannam, my accountability on the day of qiyamat, one day I'll have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and my whole book of deeds would be played, almost like how you get a video player that's played back. And everything that happened, sometimes like a CCTV recorder, everything that happened from minute one right up to minute 100, for example, that takes place, from the time a person is born till the time he becomes of age, he wasn't mukallaf. There he was made maaf. But from the time he came of age till he passed away, every minute, every second will be played in front of a person. This is what you did, this is what you did. So then when a person has this in front of him, that I'm going to stand one day in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm going to account for every single action of mine, then this creates that fear in the heart. This knowledge of the akhirah, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the knowledge of the unseen. Person has knowledge that one day I'm going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and account for every action. Now he will be extra careful that I must do the right thing. So now therefore there is virtue for this type of ilm, for this type of knowledge. Not knowledge that takes a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and knowledge that just distracts a person in terms of entertainment and all sorts of other things. So today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, aydan anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man da'a ila hudan kana lahu min al-ajri mithlu ujuri man tabi'ahu la yanqusu dhalika min ujurihim shay'a. Rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who invites towards guidance. So how we might wonder that this hadith got to do with inviting. What link is there between inviting and knowledge? This is the chapter of virtues of knowledge. The link between inviting and knowledge is the person of knowledge is the one that will invite. If a person doesn't have knowledge, how is he going to invite towards guidance? So here the hadith is saying, man da'a ila hudan, the one who invites towards guidance. So obviously he has to be rightly guided before he can invite towards guidance. So therefore the hadith is making an indirect reference towards ilm. Therefore it comes under the chapter of virtues to ilm. So the one who invites towards guidance will receive the same reward as those who follow him without their reward being decreased in any way. So the one who invites towards guidance will receive the same reward as those who follow him without their reward being decreased in any way. In other words, those that are actually doing the following, they took the advice, they heeded the advice, and now they're practicing on the advice. Their reward is not going to be decreased in any way. That person who gave that advice will get the full reward. Ulama explained to such an extent that even the person that is following may be doing that action incorrectly. In other words, he's not doing it properly. One person showed another person how to make wuzu. Now every time for the rest of his life, the person who showed how to make wudu is getting rewarded. Even if he goes in the khabar, he passes away, but he showed somebody how to make wudu, now he keeps getting the reward. That person may not be making the wudu correctly also, but this person who showed him how to make the wudu is getting the full reward, because he just did that guiding. So therefore this guiding a person, helping and assisting a person is such a great thing. We don't know, sometimes we tell a person one thing and for the rest of his life, he may make amal on it, he may practice on it. It may be a small child, it may be somebody at home, it may be one staff member of ours. We tell them one thing, for example, we give them the importance of salah, how important namaz is. Every time they read salah, we're getting the full reward. The hadith is saying they are not getting shortchanged, and we also here will get the full reward just because of a person inviting towards guidance. So here this is one virtue also of ilm. Person, he has the correct knowledge, and he'll also give the correct guidance. Whoever practices day upon after it, this person for the rest of his life will be getting the reward. Look at the pious of the past. How many good things they came and showed us. How many good things they explained to us. How many items of refinement things that we didn't know, they showed us and they told us and they kept warning us. Think about it, from the time that Maktab Ustad, maybe not alive now, that Apa may be in a qabr. But every time we're reading Quran Sharif, that Apa in the qabr is getting sawab. That Ustad that we learned that in the madrasa is getting the sawab. We may learn some surahs, we're reading the surahs in the namaz, Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahu samad. That Apa or that Ustad that taught us that dua is getting, or that ayat of the Quran is getting the full reward. Now this is what you call a true investment. Person just taught one thing day after whoever practiced. And not only whoever practiced, ulama explained, that person, they in turn may have taught someone else. And that person may have taught someone else. And sometimes it happens that one person teaches someone, and that person now becomes an imam, becomes an alim, becomes somebody who's teaching people mess. And they in turn are teaching people also. The madrasa system, maktab system. And you're getting thousands of students. That simple ustad, therefore they give the example of the ustad of Imam Bukhari, rahmatullahi alayhi. Well, they're a simple person. Nobody really knows who taught him maktab, who taught him basics, alif, ba, ta, ta, who taught him how to read Quran Sharif. But all the hadiths that we are reading, Rawahu Bukhari, Bukhari Sharif, Imam Bukhari, rahmatullahi alayhi, has narrated it. All the reward will be going to those people that taught him simple, simple things. But throughout the world, the hadith is being read, and those afas and those ustads are getting. So therefore, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, do not consider any action to be too small. Any good action, don't ever consider it to be too small. Even if it means, this is not part of the hadith, but it's just an example, even if it means picking up one piece of dirt from the masjid, moving something out of the way, smiling at a person, greeting a person, making salam to a person, showing some level of kindness to any creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Do not consider any action of kindness or goodness to be too small. We don't know when that will come to us. And if it's done with ikhlas, Allah Ta'ala causes the reward to increase and increase. And that small action may be a passport to a person entry into Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Inshallah, we'll continue on Sunday. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.